Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Yes, I had ordered a couple things online from you. Well, one thing actually. It was supposed to be $7.95, and then you turned around and also charged my credit card for $54.97. And I would like to know what that's all about when the product was supposed to be $7.95.
What's your order number?
It came on my card. You're the Florida one, right?
Ma'am, I'm not sure what you ordered. I need an order number to pull up the account.
Well, one was actually a watch.
Okay, what's your first and last name? I'll look it up that way.
Stephanie Smith.
Okay, and the shipping address?
1966 Factory Hollow Road, Lima, New York, 14485.
Okay, thank you for verifying. So it shows me the offer that you received for the pulse ox meter, where you paid the $7.95 shipping and handling. The $54.97 is the membership fee to the gadget store.
Well, that wasn't in the whole thing. The
it's
only
in
thing
the terms
I was supposed
of service,
to pay was $7.95. That
right.
didn't even come up on the thing.
That's
I will
the shipping
have this
and
dispute
handling
through my credit
cost.
card.
Okay. So through a dispute, ma'am, I'm not sure if your credit card company explained to you. What they do is they verify the charge. So they verify whether or not you paid shipping, which you did, and then they verify the tracking number. So they won't be able to refund you. What you can do is you can call back in with your financial institute on the line. If you're willing not to dispute the charge, then we can get it refunded. Do you want to write down the cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay, allow me just a moment. I'm processing it now.
That was not even in that whole thing. The thing said $7.95 for it.
I mean, even if you say you didn't read it, ma'am, it's in the terms of service before you put your card information in. That cancellation number is C, like Charlie, 258-934-933. Yes, I've notated your account, so when you call back in with your financial institute, anyone who takes your call will be able to help you.
So who do I got to call back again?
You need to call your financial institute and ask that they make a third party call for you. So
the
when you call back
the
in,
card.
Right, they have to be on the line.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yep, goodbye.